Listener Production.
Good morning, Rob McLeod with a fresh news update. A Gold Coast building company has been forced into liquidation, with the future of 200 new homes and 16 staff uncertain. Pivotal Homes Management blaming rising labour and construction costs for making the business unviable. The company says creditors, contractors and subcontractors have been paid in full, follows the collapse of other commercial builders Condev and ProBuild in recent months. The beach bar trial at Broadbeach is said to be extended for a further 3 years. Council is expected to approve the beach club's 6-monthly trials until 2025. Following a positive response from patrons during last summer, the beach bar attracted almost 45,000 patrons and employed 35 people. Tweed Catholic school teachers are joining 18,000 others across New South Wales in walking off the job today to strike about pay and conditions. Independent Education Union Secretary Mark Northam says it just shows they've been left with no other choice.
The staffing shortages have reached a critical point, and it's very difficult to get casual teachers. Happy to say that that's been obviously exacerbated by COVID, but this shortage was coming well before COVID.
The Gold Coast Mayor will head to the UK in July to lead a business delegation. It's part of the city's push for greater opportunities between businesses there and the coast. Tom Tate says it's at the same time as the 2022 Birmingham Commonwealth Games, and it's estimated around 30 businesses will be attending.
We're taking so many businesses with us. Matter of fact, it's oversubscribed, but our job is to match the right partners to meet, and we can facilitate that, because after all, any mayoral visit, we want outcomes for the city.
Updating sport now, and Titan star Jermaine Jolliffe isn't ready to put a line through the Gold Coast chances of making the NRL finals. He says the club is full of belief in turning the year around.
Look, it's still within reach. We've broken it down into sort of periods. So we have this next little block where we want to string some results together. Last week was a little step back. Reset this week. We've looked at what we've done wrong, what we need to do better. Yeah, we'll go into the Broncos game confident and with the right attitude.
This Sunday is the Melanoma March, raising money for the Melanoma Institute Australia. You can join in at The Strand at Coolangatta. For radio, podcasts, music and news, download the free Listener app. Listener.